Hello?
Carmen?
Tia Josefa?
You are looking for the stone crystal skull, are you not?
Yes, I... How did you know?
I know.
Oh, I see. Do you know where it is?
No.
Oh, well...
But...
Yes?
You must move quickly. Within the hour, or the skull will vanish forever.
Tia Josefa, the skull was stolen from the museum. No one knows where it is.
I know where.
Where? Hello?
Shh, quiet. I see a building. Inside the building is a wooden box. On the side of the box is a... Estilado para cima.
Que?
Oh, this side up.
Oh.
Now I see fragile.
Fragile? I need a little more than that.
Shh, calma. I see the street. Yes, I see it clearly. Santa Lucia, near the Avenue Presidente Kubitschek, about 1, 2, 3 doors down. A green door with a brass token door knocker.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. All right.
We wait here.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche.
Quiet.
Oh, sorry.
I see two men carrying the crate down the steps to the street.
They have it. And there's Paolo Pompadora.
They will put the crate into a white combi, a van.
Paolo is not going.
Mm-mm.
They will drive down the avenue, Presidente Kubitschek.
Follow that van.
All right.
Don't lose sight of them.
No problem.
No problem.
If you lose sight, all is lost.
Oh, watch out for that truck.
Shh, amigo. Não tem problema.
No problem, eh? They're gone. Now what?
I like those birds.
They were recorded in the Motto Grosso.
You know, everything I've seen here, it's not only art, but it also serves some function in Indian life.
It is a remarkable culture, and it's being destroyed. They know so much. They have an understanding of the plants and animals and insects that we never will have. I wish we had the means to document more of this before it's lost, but we don't. No one in this country cares, except the few of us. To the land developers, the Indians are an obstacle to be moved, and so they are moved. It's a disaster.
God, this headdress, or mask, whatever it is, it's extraordinary, so beautiful.
The museum shouldn't have kept that mask.
Why?
The Indians capture the spirit and wear the mask and become the spirit of the animal or creature they've captured. Then after the ceremony, they burn the masks to release the spirits. If they don't, they'll give you trouble trapped in there as they are.
So why are they kept here?
Some people don't believe.
Do you?
I do. But I'm only doing research here.
Carioca.
Quick, to the Rua da Carioca.
Rua da Carioca? Ih, too much traffic. Engarrafada.
Do not lose them this time. You are giving me a headache.
There they are, up ahead.
Certo, certo.
Ui, Deus mio. You are going to kill us.
No problem, no problem. Oops.
So you came here expecting to pick up a statue and discovered a skull inside the statue. That's interesting.
I took it to an archaeologist by the name of Klaus Vargas. Do you know him?
I've met him.
He said it was pre-Incan. Here, I have these pictures he took before the skull was stolen.
A clear crystal skull. I doubt it is Incan or pre-Incan. I doubt it's even from Peru. He said it was authentic?
Yes. You don't think so?
I can't tell, looking at photographs.
Well, it's not supposed to represent a human skull, is it?
It could be half human, half animal. One of the many spirits Indians know of. Are you familiar with Candomblé?
Yeah, I've been exposed to it. Mm-hmm.
There are several African deities that are snake gods. Half human, half snake.
Oh, a snake man.
I'd say not.
But I thought you just said it was.
No, I think if you measured the skull as Professor Vargas should have, you'd find it's definitely feminine.
Ah, a snake woman. You believe the skull was carved by the Amazon Indians?
No, but it may have been used by the Indians. Did he tell you there have been other crystal skulls found? Some believed to be of Mayan, others of Aztec origin?
Yes, but he didn't say what they were used for.
They may have been used by an oracle.
An oracle?
As a crystal ball.
¿A dónde irán? Are they heading down the coast?
Oh, maybe Sao Paulo, eh?
Sao Paulo?
Oh, lots of money for me.
Oh, God. I don't have enough money.
No money?
Don't stop. I have money. Not enough for Sao Paulo, but I have money.
Okay. No problem. How much money you got?
Zeca, does that gas needle work?
Sure, good needle. Oops.
Oh, God, Zeca.
No problem. Good wagon. Reserve tank, eh? See? Oh, it's all right.
They're turning.
I see.
Why are they going up that dirt road?
Oh, expensive view at the top, huh?
Pull over. In the shade. Here. We'll wait until it gets dark.
Beautiful beach here, darling.
Cuidado, darling.
Professor Vargas?
Jack Flanders?
Yes. I've thought over your offer to join the expedition, and, well, I'd like to be part of it.
Good. I was expecting you would say that.
You were?
Of course. On Wednesday, I leave for Manaus to make arrangements. When can you join me?
Well, probably on Wednesday, if I can catch a flight.
I've reserved a room for you at the Tropical Hotel.
You have, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything special I'll need to bring, or have you taken care of that too?
Just bring yourself.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I spent the afternoon with Frida Adler.
Oh, yes? Will you be seeing her again?
This evening.
Tell her I said, sie soll Erbarmen haben.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Was that Jack?
Yes. He's spending the evening with an anthropologist I know.
A woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Following love again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Strictly mm-hmm. professional. We met as colleagues. Mm-hmm. But when Frida takes off her work clothes mm-hmm. and dresses up, she's einfach bezaubernd.
Oh, she is.
She is. Jack will be surprised.
He will.
It's been a long time since I've gone dancing.
That's surprising.
Why is that?
I would have thought any number of men would have been asking you out.
No, that's not the way it is.
You certainly look a lot different once you've slipped out of that old lab coat.
What do you think of our local band?
Don't ask. You've lived with the Indians, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You speak their language?
Some. It varies from tribe to tribe.
Would you call it a poetic language?
They speak in metaphors. They may say, you sit like a cutia.
A what?
A cutia is a type of animal that, when it eats, it sits like a human. Their conversation is related to things they see in the jungle.
Well, that makes sense. I hear they have a good sense of humor.
Oh, yes. They laugh a lot. Some nights, when the moon is bright, they lie in the hammock seeing shapes in the clouds. And they may say, that looks like the head of a tapir. And they laugh. They may go on the whole night long, laughing and fooling around.
They sound so innocent.
They are, just like children. But at the same time, they also have great control of their mind in ways that's difficult to understand.
How's that?
When a young man and woman are prepared to marry, they must pass a test. The girls marry young, at 12 or 13 years old.
Hmm.
They start to prepare the girls early, what type of food to cook their husband, how to treat him, how to educate the children. As a test of strength and endurance, they may pull out all her hair.
What?
Yes, they pull it right out of the skull.
Ah.
It's painful. She can't cry. But when the new hair grows back, new thoughts will come into her mind.
Mm.
And for the men, sometimes they weave a glove out of fibers and they'll collect maybe 50 ants. Big, fierce ones they call Tukandaya. All throughout the ceremony, his hand is inside the glove with the ants biting away.
Oh, my God.
When the ceremony is finished and they remove his glove, it's all blood.
Frida.
Sometimes they put ants on her breasts.
Oh.
That night, they can't have each other because they're both so sore.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But you see, they've passed the test. If anything should happen in their life, they're prepared. They can handle it. Now they have the power.
They have it in there somewhere. Peek over the wall. Do you see anything?
I see a beautiful garden.
What else?
I see some men.
Yes?
With guns.
With guns? Oh, boy.
Oh, little guns, no problem.
If you say no problem once more, te strangulo, Zeca.
I see the box.
Good. What else?
Now the men, they leave.
Come on. Over the wall.
You are going there?
We are going there.
Okay.
Let me see those turtles.
Sure. Here.
And now hand me the pliers in my purse.
What? Pliers? Oh. Here.
Okay. Let's pull off the legs and head.
Peter. But
it's just sheep silver.
Oh.
I want to see what the eyes look like when they're not part of the turtle, all right?
But I sort of like them the way they...
Now, give me the other one.
Okay. So long, turtles.
Okay. Now, what do you see?
Two eyes, right?
Let me see the photographs.
Of the skull.
Of course.
Here.
Look at the hollow eye sockets. And look at the shape of these eyes.
Oh, my God. They'd fit perfectly.
Yes.
Well, what does that mean?
If you were an oracle and you inserted the eyes into the skull, I suppose you could see things.
Really?
Or things could see you.
Ooh.
If you believe in that. You don't, do you?
I try to keep an open mind.
Sometimes when you keep an open mind, you can't see the truth.
Well, what are you saying?
Jack, believe a little, just in case.
Hmm.
It should be here. No, darn, not in the crate.
Psst, over here. It's in the room with the man.
Oh, boy.
No, wait. They leaving. Now, we sneak in.
All right. I have it.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
I couldn't get away, huh?
Shh! Watch out for the garbage cans. Oy, ese perro, damn dog.
Oh, dogs bark all the time. No problem.
Come on, run, run!
Hey, vocês aí, eu vou atirar, hein?
Tirar? Shoot, he's gonna shoot. Run,
shoot.
Run.
Nossa senhora, que piedade. Jesus Cristo, meu Jesus. Big problem.